And finally, I spoke with a National Guard reservist. He's Captain Scott Stanford of Los Angeles, to get his perspective on presidential leadership and President Bush's announcement tonight that he's going to send in 21,500 additional troops.
I think the main problem with the strategy this time around is that he's talking about extending people that are already there in order to obtain this surge. I think it's a terrible policy. They've been extending people all along in order to keep the numbers up because we just don't have the people in our army to make it happen.
When were you in Iraq, and do you think you will go back?
I was in Iraq from June of 05 until June of 06. I served in a town called Ramadi, which is 70 miles west of Baghdad in the Sunni Triangle. I don't have any definite date on when I'll go back, but I don't have any intention of leaving the army, so I'm sure that I will go back at some point. But I should say that I enjoyed my time there as an officer. I like being in the army. It's what I like doing.
Your wife is a soldier also. Is that a source of anxiety for you? Because your wife has served in Iraq, and maybe she will again too?
It's interesting. She's actually my fiance. We just had this conversation yesterday morning, that whenever one of us gets the order to deploy, the other's just going to volunteer to go along. And that actually what happened the last time, she deployed before I did, and she volunteered to extend her tour of duty to stay with me in Ramadi. I just can't imagine being here and worrying about her over there. I prefer that if I go, she stayed, but she says that's not happening.
Let me get back to the president's proposals that are coming. There is this essence of a chain of command, which is certainly known to soldiers everywhere, headed by the commander-in-chief. Does the country have to get behind Mr. Bush because we're in a bad place and we've got to do something?
No, that's not how chain of command works. Even in the military, if I get an order from my superiors, which I have gotten from time to time, which I received in Iraq, that I think is a blatantly flawed order, I don't have to blindly obey it. It's not something I would ever go in front of my troops and say, we have to do this mission and it's stupid, but I would definitely go behind closed doors with that superior and have it out.
Captain, based on your experience in Iraq, can you say at this point what you think is in the long-term best interests of the United States?
I think it would be presumptuous of me to say what the best course for Iraq should be based on my kind of limited understanding from where we were. But I think that sort of following this policy of throwing more troops at it without ever really defining the plan, defining what the end state is supposed to look like, without really ever requiring the Iraqi army to stand on its own 2 feet. And as the commander of a headquarters company over there, when we thought about doing a surge in Ramadi, it concerned me greatly when they talk about putting the Iraqi army at the tip of any spear, because that really means American support units are at the tip of the spear. I don't know what the best solution is, to be honest with you, but I am certain that this national security team probably isn't going to come up with it, and it's time to start focusing on the places where we can make a real difference in terms of infrastructure and opportunities in Iraq.
Captain Scott Stanford was commander of the headquarters company of the 1st Battalion, the 172nd Armored Brigade in Iraq. He's now based here in Los Angeles, awaiting reassignment back to Iraq. Captain Stanford, thank you.
It's my pleasure.